The Cook of the Halcyon by Andrea Camilleri, translated by Stephen Sartorelli, and read by Mark Meadows. I advised the girl not to turn it into a diplomatic incident, given also the delicacy of the reason. I was just joking, of course, but she understood and got rather miffed. She told me she'd been named Miss Dallas just 2 years ago, and that her derriere was insured for $1 million.
I'd like to read the details of a contract like that, said Montalbano.
Then he asked, but did she file a report for robbery or not? When I asked her if she wanted to, she got all flustered and told me to hold on a second. And she got up, pulled her phone out of the pocket of her jeans, spoke in a soft voice, and then told me it was probably better if she didn't.
Why?
Dunno.
But didn't she have her documents in her handbag?
No, she'd left them at the hotel.
Odd.
And she didn't have much money in it either. And the handbag was old, to boot. In short, based on what she said to me, it wasn't worth the trouble.
And how did you end up taking her to Enzo's?
Listen, Salvo, if it was up to me, I wouldn't have taken her anywhere.
Why, didn't you like her?
Didn't you see what she looks like? She's a life-size Barbie doll. I like real women. It was she who asked me to invite her to lunch, since she didn't have a cent on her. What could I say? Before we went out, she asked for the name and address of the restaurant we'd be eating at. So I gave them to her, and she called someone on her phone. I thought she was talking maybe to a girlfriend at the hotel.
And instead?
Well, here's the deal. As we were eating, she filled me in on what she did for a living.
Modelling?
Only sporadically. That's not a real profession.
And what is?
Once upon a time, they were called whores, but now they're called escorts. Joan is a super high-class escort. 12 grand a pop.
Really?
Negotiable, naturally.
So why was she stroking your hand? Did she really think you were that rich?
No. She was merely repaying me the equivalent, in her estimation, of the cost of the meal. She was well aware that the only way I could give her 12,000 euros would be to take out a loan. If you ask me, when Joan came to the station, it wasn't because she felt offended. She was just upset the purse snatcher had copped a feel for free without coughing up so much as a single euro.
And then what?
And then somebody we know came in and took her away with him.
Someone we know?
Yes, indeed. Giovanni Trincanato. Speaking of whom, did you slap him around the head or not?
I'd rather leave you in a state of doubt on the question, Mimi, but wait a second. So, was it Trincanato who convinced her not to report the incident?
I think so.
But what did it matter to him?
Dunno. Maybe he was worried his name might crop up. With the factory shut down and the workers enraged, he certainly wouldn't want word to get around that he'd sent away for such an expensive hooker. Maybe he was just being careful.
Careful? Trincanato? He must be joking.